everyone. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson, and this is Live the Promise, and we are here to help you engage in a strong and active walk of faith. So glad you tuned in. Hope you're having a really great day today. Well, you know, just this morning in my prayer time, I was journaling and praying, listening to music, and I'm kind of in a note-gathering stage as I'm working on this next book. And just a thought that occurred to me, I just wrote it down, was that we really can only love one another to the extent that we've been healed in our own souls. Because, you know, it's our soul stuff. It's the wounds in our soul. It's the disappointments, the hurts, the grief, the stuff we've not sorted through that really does impair us from loving others well, because that's where our triggers are. That's where our limits are found. So when we allow Jesus to get into those places and heal those deep wounds, and we all have them, will we be able to love like he does? That is really the invitation. Well, my guest today's life was changed forever when a drunk driver slammed into her family's van, nearly killing her daughter and leaving her, her husband, and her son critically injured. They were in different hospitals. Linda Barrick is my guest today. Title of her book, Beauty Marks, Healing Your Wounded Heart. I'm telling you, you're in for quite a story. And what's amazing about this book is it's such a riveting story, but Linda is also offering help for your wounded heart, really practical advice for how to identify triggers in your soul that are kind of under the surface and how to walk with Jesus to that place of healing. Everywhere I turn, I mean, this message is coming out in one way or another because Jesus wants to heal his bride. He wants to restore us. You know why? I think partly it's both because he loves us so much, but also because the world needs a reflection of his love. And I feel like his love gets lost in translation when we don't invite him into those deep, deep places. And they really are sacred spaces for the Lord. And I know Linda feels that way as well. So as I said, you're not only going to hear a riveting story, you're going to receive some really amazing advice on how to walk out your own healing. I pray that you'll be listening today with a tender, teachable heart, with ears that are open. I don't want you to be distracted. If you can maybe turn off the TV or any other thing you've got going at the same time, so you can lean in and dare to ask God, how do you want to heal me? What next place in my soul do you want to restore? I just dare you to listen with that kind of heart and see what God does in this hour. Quick announcement before we get Linda on. Every year on Live the Promise, we do something this time of year called the Great Giveaway. It's a very big deal. And every year we do this, I always get a little nervous thinking, what if nobody participates? But so far, we've had thousands every year be mobilized. Engage in random acts of kindness over the holiday season. I just tripped over myself there. So here's how it works. Thursday, December 21st, we'll open the phone lines, commit the whole show to hearing your story. So now is when you want to ask God, how would you use me, Lord? Send me out of my comfort zone. Show me someone in need and tend to a need, especially a need that maybe it's not typical for you, but engage in a random act of kindness. Then on the 21st of December, we'll take your calls, tell your stories, just hear all about what God has done. And a lot of you will get Christmas candy bars and books. If you get on the air, we'd love to send you out some Christmas treats. Two of you, though, will get a great giveaway basket full of amazing goodies and books, valuing about $100 a basket. And that's just our way of saying thank you for being the hands and feet of Jesus. So I pray you'll join me on this. And it really does something in your holiday season when you engage with God in a way that reflects his heart and that's outside your comfort zone. So, enough said. Let me tell you about my guest. We'll get her on the show. Linda Barrick, author of Miracle for Jen, Total Bliss Bible Study, and the one we're talking about today, Beauty Marks, is an inspirational speaker, founder of Hope Out Loud, an international ministry. She leads a weekly Bible study of over 500 women in Lynchburg, Virginia, where she lives with her husband, Andy, and their children, Jennifer and Joshua. Dear Linda, so nice to meet you. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Looking forward to this conversation. And we always start with scripture, Linda, and you chose Romans 15:13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope. What a powerful verse. Talk to us about it, if you would.
Well, it's actually the theme verse for our ministry, Hope Out Loud. And excuse me. And the reason this verse is so powerful to us, as you'll hear in a little bit, but in our darkest days when doctors gave us no hope and God was our only hope, and there were many days when I was struggling to just make it through the day, and this verse says God doesn't want us to just make it through the day. He wants us to overflow with hope by the power of his Holy Spirit. And so Beauty Marks is all about that. How do we overflow with hope in the midst of disappointment, in the midst of our wounds, in the midst of those hard days?
Very good.
So with God, there's always hope.
Indeed, indeed. Amen. Well, I would love, if you wouldn't mind, give us a little backstory on your life before that tragic day.
Okay, we were just an ordinary family. We loved the Lord with all our heart, but we were just doing the best we knew how, raising our children. My son Josh was 11, and he loved sports. He played baseball, football, basketball. My daughter Jen was 15, and she was a cheerleader and a soccer player and straight A student. And she loved Jesus. She was quieter. She was begging God for boldness, and she had written journals and hidden them all over her room. And I was leading Bible study in my home with a group of women, and I was also leading Bible study with the cheerleaders. So I was surrounding myself with church women, really, and involved in church. But I, before our accident happened, I wasn't leading anyone personally to Jesus. And that is one thing that has really changed in our life. Through our tragedy, we now have a platform to share Jesus with thousands and thousands of people all over the world. And we've seen so many people accept Christ as their Savior.
Amazing. Okay, if you wouldn't mind, take us to the day of the accident.
Okay. Well, it was November 5th, 2006, and my daughter Jen was 15, singing in her first choir concert. And she loved the songs that they were singing. They were singing, "Lord, You're Holy." And it's the words of who God is. You know, "You're wonderful, glorious, holy, and righteous. You're my best friend." And so she loved that song. And my father is a preacher, Dr. Ed Heinzen, and he preached that night on Revelation. And I'll never forget at the end, you know, he just closed his Bible and he said, "We win. If you know Christ as your Lord and Savior, in the end, you know, no matter what you go through in this life, we win." And I love a party, and all of the grandparents were there. We had a bunch of friends there that night. And so we invited over 20 people to our house for a party and to watch a football game. So it was 8:30 on a Sunday night, and we were coming home, you know, less than a mile from our house. We were a road that we traveled multiple times a day. And there was a drunk driver that had hit another vehicle, and it was a hit and run. And that vehicle had actually followed him for 20 minutes and was begging on 911 for a policeman to come and to stop him because he was going to kill somebody. Mm. And we never saw him coming. It was dark because it was in November. And
this is the guy who did the hit and run is the one who hit you? Oh,
yes.
My goodness. I didn't know
so
that.
So he actually did a hit and run. And then what happened was, he was passed out at a stoplight kind of in a neighborhood, and the police finally got there. We have it all on the 911 tape. You know, they get him out of the vehicle and say, "We're dealing with an extremely intoxicated individual." And the policeman put him back in the car and said, "Wait here." And then he stepped away to talk to the vehicle that he had already hit. And that's when the drunk driver started up his truck again and came at us going 80 miles an hour with his lights off. So he was actually running from the police. And, you know, in 1 second, our lives changed forever. And, you know, when I look back at all the details of how God could have stopped it over and over again, you know, one little half a second and our lives would be different. And yet God has been with us every single step of the way. And when you see the pictures, if you go to our website, hopeoutloud.com, there's pictures and videos, and you just look at it and you think, there is no way that any of us should have lived. And it's as if angels wrapped around us. The van, we were in a Sienna van, and the man, the drunk driver, was in a truck, and he hit us so hard that he dropped the engine out of his truck into the road and went over top of our van. And when you see the pictures of the crushed van, it's just a miracle that any of us survived. And my daughter Jen was sitting in the back seat behind her dad, behind Andy the driver, and she suffered a traumatic brain injury, and she took the full blow on her head. And she was actually a Glasgow scale of 3 at the wreck, and dead people are 3. No one thought that she would ever live through the night. And we were you know, all four of us were critically injured. We were scattered and actually flown by helicopters to four different hospitals within hours of each other. And I just remember waking up in the van and my face is smashed up against the windshield and everything's crushed. I can't move. And I'm just saying out loud, is this real or is this a dream? Because I had no memory, you know, of the wreck. I just was singing at the choir concert, watching my daughter sing and videoing her. And the next thing you know, my face is smashed up against a windshield. And my son Josh was sitting behind me and he was 11 and he was the least injured. So he was the only one awake. And he said, Mom, it's real. And we just started in that moment to cry out to Jesus and just say, Lord, come to our rescue. Have mercy on us. You know, you just have like a moaning in your spirit where you're just crying out to the Lord because that's the only thing you can do. And he truly has been faithful. It's been hard. It's been a long journey. But there are so many miracles that God has done for us, and he has never left us.
So much. So many questions. We're going to take a break in about a moment. But even so, even though your son was least injured, he still, yes. I think, had a ruptured yes. spleen and a broken sternum. Yes. And those were significant. Yes. What were your husband's injuries?
Yes. My husband, he had a lot of injuries to his hip. He had 3 plates and 12 screws in his hip. When I looked over at him, it looked as if the steering wheel had cut him in half. Mm. And it took an hour and a half for them to get us out of the van and for Jaws of Life to pry off the roof. And the EMT, the first, and these were all volunteers. We live in the country, so these were volunteer EMTs. And the one is our friend, and her name is Christy. And she said, you know, Linda, when I came, it looked as if the metal was just morphed around your bodies, you and Andy. I could just see the diagram of your body, and we had just enough room to get the breathing masks on you. And again, it's truly as if angels wrapped around us. The fact that we didn't have internal bleeding is just a miracle. I did have my left lung collapse. But, you know, the amazing thing, too, for my son Josh, I wish he could be on this interview, but he was 11 and he woke up and he's yelling Mom and Dad and no one's answering him. And in that moment, he should have been hysterical. And he says, Mom, you know, God just gave me a peace and I knew that God was with me. And even to this day, he's now 22. He never doubts, is God real? Because he has truly experienced how real God is.
Talking to Linda Barrick, her beautiful book is Beauty Marks, Healing Your Wounded Heart. So like I said, it tells her gripping story, but it also addresses your gripping story. God wants to heal you. There are wounds and hurts and things that you've buried that you might have even forgotten about. But this is a day of healing. I just believe it. God wants to unearth stuff in us so he can restore us. We've got 3 copies of Linda's book. Get in the drawing this way. Email livethepromise@myfaithradio.com. livethepromise@myfaithradio.com. Put Beauty Marks in the subject line. Remember your mailing address, and we'll be back in a minute.
I will trust in who you say you are. You are faithful, you are kind. I am always on your mind. I'll remember.
Great song. Thanks for tuning in. Susie Larson here. This is Live the Promise, talking to Linda Barrick, having really an amazing conversation. Title of her book, Beauty Marks, Healing Your Wounded Heart. In one moment, their lives were forever changed. This solid Christian family, they were coming from a church event, and 20 people were going to come to their house for a great party and a celebration and a fun time. And in a moment, a drunk driver slammed into her family's van, nearly killing her daughter, leaving her husband, and her son critically injured, all flown to hospitals apart from each other. Really an amazing story. We talked a little bit about your injuries and your son's and your husband's. So you said your daughter had a significant brain trauma. Tell us more about what it was like for her, because she was in a coma, I believe, if I remember right.
Yes, so Jennifer suffered a traumatic brain injury, and it was 4 different areas of her brain. And you know, she was in a coma for 5 weeks, and doctors didn't think she'd wake up. and people all over the country just prayed and fasted. And probably the most amazing part of our story is as Jennifer started to emerge from this coma, she couldn't talk to us. Her words were really slurred, and she would moan in pain. And she had no control of her arms and her legs. And she was in this bed that was zipped up like a tent to keep her from falling on the ground. And as she started to emerge, I couldn't even be with her at night because of all my injuries. My whole left side was crushed. And so I'd have to stay at home an hour and a half away, and a friend would take me every day to see her. And one night in the middle of the night, Jennifer started talking to Jesus. And my friend Tammy was with her, and she called on the cell phone. I'll never forget. I had a little cell phone in my hospital bed at my in-law's house. And Tammy said, "Linda, you're not going to believe this, but Jennifer is talking to Jesus, and I can understand her. And it's this uninjured voice." And Jennifer didn't have an uninjured voice for years. But when she talked to Jesus, it's as if she wasn't injured at all. And she was just praising him and saying, "Lord, you are so good. You are so faithful." And she was in God's presence in a way that is just unexplainable. She was having this two-way conversation with God. And, you know, God is not of our dimension. We try to put him in a box, but somehow he was ministering to my little girl. And she was having a conversation with him. And the next day, when my friend came to dress me and get me in the wheelchair in the car and go to see Jen, I couldn't wait to get there. And she had a feeding tube, you know, connected to her, and she's still moaning and thrashing around. But it was as if she was in God's throne room, and she was just saying, "Lord, should I go or should I stay? What would you have me do?" And then she rolled around some more, and she says, "Okay, Lord, I'll do it. But there aren't words to describe you. You'll have to write it down." And, you know, in that moment, my friends that were with me, they just laid flat out on the hospital floor, and they were so afraid that Jen was going to go home to heaven right then. But I just knew in my heart that, Jen was going to live and that God had a plan for her on this earth. And it was just unbelievable to watch. And it has taken me 11 years to try to put this into words, but Jennifer was so broken. She couldn't sit up. She couldn't follow a verbal command. You know, the doctors would come in and say, "Jen, raise your right arm," and she could not do it. Her mind and her body was so broken, and yet the Holy Spirit was alive and perfect inside of her. And to calm her from her thrashing, we would play the Wow Worship CD, and she could sing all 22 songs word for word on the Wow Worship CD. And we would read God's word when she was moaning in pain, and she could quote out loud whole chapters of the Bible. Every verse she had hidden in her heart. We would try to trick her and go to the Old Testament and the New Testament. And so the spiritual side of her wasn't injured. It was the only time she made sense is when she was praying and talking to God. And it's just been unbelievable to watch, even as she's healed a little more and a little more. Even today, her short-term memory comes and goes. She may not know what she did yesterday unless I give her a cue to kind of unlock that file. But when she prays, we speak all over the country. And when she prays, she'll preach a whole sermon in her prayer. And it's like the Holy Spirit just gives her the words in the moment, and she speaks them. Mm-hmm. And there is one story in the hospital that changed my life forever. And I promised God I would always tell it. And it was Christmas time, and Jennifer was still couldn't sit up or stand up, but a lift could put her in the wheelchair. And my friend Pam Foster was with us, and Pam was on the ground, and she was rubbing Jen's feet, and Jen's kicking her. She doesn't have control of her legs. And since it was Christmas, we started to sing Silent Night. And as we're singing Silent Night, Jen stops kicking and thrashing, and she's looking up to the left, you know, looking up to the sky. And at the end, you know, she starts singing, and at the end, she just says, "Amen." And I looked at her. I'm in a wheelchair, and I said, "Jen, do you see Jesus?" And she said, "Yes. Don't you see him? He is standing right beside me." And I think Pam and I cried all day. We just wanted to see what Jen could see. And that moment in time changed me forever, because Jennifer was completely blind at this time. Because of her head injury, she could not look at me and know I was her mom. And yet Jesus made himself so real to her. And she has never had any fear, only childlike faith and trust. And she's overflowing with joy. I wish you could meet her in person. She's just overflowing with joy every day. And in fact, just the other day in the kitchen, she's making her tea and she has all these pills she has to take. And she's now had thyroid cancer. You know, it's just a mess, the things she's had to go through. And she said, Mom, she said, you know, it's like I don't even know how to worry. I just trust God. And her childlike faith is what truly pulls me out of the pit every day, because she just knows. I believe she got a glimpse of the glory of God, and she knows this life is not all there is. And she's not worried. She doesn't have the cares of this world. She knows that there's a much better heaven awaiting us one day. And truly all she cares about is, Lord, I don't want to miss one plan you have for me today. And we learned so much from her. She'll roll out of bed and land immediately on her knees every morning before she even takes one step. And she'll say, you know, she doesn't know what day it is or what year it is. And she'll just say, Lord, I don't want to miss one plan that you have for me today. And she'll pray for spiritual eyes because her vision is bad. And she'll say, Lord, give me your eyes to see what you want me to see today. Give me your love for people. Help me to not judge people. Just give me your love. And I don't know, it's changed my life just by watching the childlike faith and how she trusts God through the pain, through the hard days. She just trusts God.
I'm going to jump in here. It is amazing, Linda. And as you're really dealing with the backlash of this accident, and you're dealing with your own physical issues and then caring for hers, which are significant, to see just a glimpse of glory in the midst of all that, just a promise that God is an ever-present help in times of trouble. So amazing. And there's so much more to this story. And again, as I promised, we're going to talk to you about how you find healing for your own soul wounds. But you got to hear the rest of this story. Talking to Linda Barrick. Her book is titled Beauty Marks. Email if you want in on the drawing. Live the promise at live the promise at myfaithradio.com. Put Beauty Marks in the subject line. And we will be back in a minute. Thanks for tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise, talking to Linda Barrick, author of the book Beauty Marks, Healing Your Wounded Heart. Take heart. He's overcome the world. If you just hopped in your car, you're driving maybe on the way home from work or just tuned in, I just want to give you a quick just synopsis of Linda's story. Just a solid Christian family on their way home from church one night. Their lives were changed forever when a drunk driver slammed into their family's van, nearly killing her daughter, leaving her and her husband and her son critically injured. As they worked their way through the injuries, their daughter was in a coma for 5 weeks, basically had to learn to walk again, still deals with traumatic brain injury issues, but she's just full of the love of God and has a childlike faith. It's just an amazing story. I got a couple questions for you. I'm sure some are wondering, what happened to the driver?
Well, the drunk driver was, he's still alive. He was much like a vegetable at first, and so he never went to trial. He did not have a driver's license. I think it was his fourth DUI. So he is still being cared for in a medical facility. But Jennifer, 5 years ago when I wrote the Miracle for Jen book, we met his sister at a book signing at Lifeway, and we just hugged her and we wept with her. And from that day on, Jennifer started praying that God would heal him. And, you know, God is healing him in new ways. He is eating some food now. He's off the feeding tube, and we just heard that he's starting to talk. He's still not walking, but he is starting to talk and communicate. And, you know, I think one of the big things from our story that resonates with everyone is the topic of forgiveness. Mm-hmm. And forgiveness is something none of us want to do. I think we're incapable of it without God's strength. But we are all wounded and hurt by other people. It's forgiveness is something that all of us have to deal with, maybe 5 times a day, maybe 100 times a day. And Satan, you know, wants that bitter root. There's a verse in Hebrews about don't let the bitter root spring up in you. And bitterness is alive, and it's a toxin, and it's a cancer of the soul. And so we speak a lot about that when we travel to different groups, is just to get the bitterness out. And Jen will often say, I take the person off my hook and put him on God's hook, and then I'm free for God to use me to my fullest potential.
What was that like for you? Because you had more than the driver to forgive.
Right. I was a policeman, and right, there were so many layers of people to forgive. And, you know, anyone listening that's dealt with traumatic things, I mean, insurance can be really terrible. You pay for insurance, and then insurance doesn't want to pay. And truly, I like to say, you know, everything that man made to protect us failed us, except God. God has truly met our every need, and the church family came to our rescue for months and months, fed us, took care of us. People that we had loved on for years, you know, then loved on us. And it was amazing to see the body of Christ and how everyone's gifts, you know, their spiritual gifts kick in. And truly, truly, I don't know how we made it when I look back, only by the grace of God. And we were all so injured for so long, and three of us in wheelchairs, and Jen in a feeding tube. I couldn't even feed her because my left hand didn't work. But I will say, you know, God often allows us to go through things that will test our faith. And all of a sudden, you know, we're faced with, do I really believe what I say I believe? And either God's word is true or it's a lie. And either I'm going to run to it and cling to it and stand on it, or I'm going to run away from it. And I remember in my darkest moments just realizing, where else can I go? There is nowhere else to go. God is my rescue. He is my rock. He is my salvation. And we have truly learned how to cling to God's word, cling to praise music, cling to the promises of his word, and he is faithful. Anyone listening right now, if God has allowed you to walk through something painful, it doesn't mean that God doesn't love you. He loves you so much, and he's going to walk with you. He's going to carry you. He holds your hand. Isaiah 41:13 says, for I am the Lord your God, who takes hold of your right hand and says, do not fear, I will help you. And I believe with all my heart, if God allows us to go through something hard and traumatic, it's not to destroy our faith, it's to make us stronger. And truly, you know, now looking back, I see how we have come out so much stronger. It's not easier, but, you know, truly now our faith is at a whole other level, and we have to trust God for everything. We have to pray to God to get out of bed. My husband and I still have a lot of pain every day, and so we're talking to God all day long just to survive our days. And God has allowed us to encourage others because of what we've been through. And so when we go through hard times, you know, we're going to come out stronger, and we're going to strengthen others. And as we have the opportunity to travel and speak all over the country, it's just amazing to see how everyone is broken in some way. We're all broken in different ways, maybe a broken heart, broken dreams, broken families. And God is the healer. He is the Jehovah Rapha, and his word is true, and it's the healing ointment for our hearts and our souls. And truly, in my darkest moments, the cross is what brought me comfort. And Beauty Marks is all about that. The Beauty Marks book is how the cross can become part of your daily healing as we look at Jesus' example and the words of Jesus, and just practical everyday things that we can do to really change our lives.
Wow, indeed. You tell a story about a time when Jen, because she had short-term memory issues, she noticed your scars, and she actually wondered where they came from. Tell us about that exchange.
Yeah. I was getting ready to go back for my second surgery 5 months after our wreck, and I needed another surgery on my arm and my hand and my leg. And we're sitting in this love seat together, and Jennifer's vision was she had cortical blindness, and for the first time she saw the scar across my from sort of like from one eyebrow to the other, and she said, "Oh, Mom, I wish I was injured instead of you." And I'll never forget, she's like, "What happened to you?" And I said, "Well, Jen, we've been in a car wreck," and she had no idea that she was injured for probably 2 years. And I'll never forget her words that day. She said, "Mom, I wish I was hurt instead of you." And, you know, Jennifer was so hurt, she didn't know she was hurt. And maybe someone listening today can relate to that. Sometimes we're so hurt that we shove it down and we don't want to deal with it. And yet, at some point, we have to deal with it or we're going to explode. We're going to have an anxiety attack. And I share about my explosion story in Beauty Marks, you know, but sometimes as Christians, we just think, "Oh, I'm spiritual enough. I should be able to deal with this." And we stuff things down. But that day with Jen in the love seat, you know, we started talking about how our scars aren't really scars. They're beauty marks. And they're beauty marks of God's faithfulness. And, you know, Jesus kept all his scars from the cross. He chose to keep his scars. And his scars shout to us, "I love you." One of my favorite verses has become Isaiah 53:5, "By his wounds we are healed." And I love what you said, Susie, at the beginning of the program when you said so often our wounds limit us from loving others well. And you, Satan is our enemy. It's not that person that hurt you. It's not your spouse that's your enemy. It's not your children or the friend that lied to you. It is Satan. And he's the one that fills us with those lies and says, "You are unworthy. You're useless. You've messed up. You know, God can't use you now." But actually, the exact opposite is true. I've seen over and over again how the more wounded we are, God can use us in greater ways because our story shouts to others that God is real. So whatever you've been through, whatever hardship you've been through in your life, when you can use what you've been through to share Jesus and change the destiny of someone else, it doesn't mean that your pain is totally gone, but it gives you a purpose beyond yourself. And truly, that's what Beauty Marks is all about, how God takes our pain and turns it into a beauty mark that, you know, we can use it to help others, to change someone else's destiny. We can use our stories to share Jesus.
So good. You write about something, as you know, is especially close to my heart, and that's the whole idea of inner healing. And thought it was so interesting how you identify places within us that need healing, how we're supposed to do that. And I'm going to read through this list, and we're just going to kind of take them one at a time. But just for the sake of someone who may be only be able to be in the car for a few minutes, I want you to hear this list, and I want you to ponder it because it's for you, it's for me. I think we might see all of ourselves in this list. But this is ways that you can diagnose if you need some inner healing. One is you avoid specific places. You avoid certain people. You've made a silent inner vow, and we'll explain that in just a moment. You suffer from an emotional trigger. You engage in addictive behaviors or have an unhealthy attachment. You wound others. You experience ongoing unresolved grief. Your thoughts bully you. You have a secret you've never told anyone, and you struggle to verbalize your hurt. So let's start about the avoid specific places. What does that look like? Expand on that a bit.
Well, I think, you know, it's so funny. When people buy beauty marks, they'll often say, "I'm buying this for my friend who's really wounded." Mm-hmm. And I giggle because everyone needs it. It doesn't matter if you've grown up in church your whole life. We all have those broken places. And it's sort of like layers. Some people have read it 2 and 3 times because God heals them at the next layer each time. And so many have said, you know, "I bought it for my daughter," or "I bought it for my friend," and then I underlined it and read it, and I have to go buy another copy. But so many times we avoid a place where we've been wounded. Many people avoid church, and it's hard for us to understand, why don't you want to go to church? But someone from church wounded them or abused them or hurt them. And I'm sure we all have people at church that we try to put that story out of our mind of how maybe they lied or hurt us. And it's so important to fix our eyes on Jesus. But this list is just showing areas in our life that maybe there's still a root of bitterness, or there's something that we need to address and find more healing. And we avoid certain people. You know, I think about at the holidays are really hard for some people. They have a hard time being around their fathers sometimes if they were hurt by their father or if they didn't feel loved or accepted growing up. And so, you know, some people have a hard time wanting to go home for the holidays. Those are all, and I think the inner vow is huge. And this is something that maybe we don't realize. We say, I will never, like, I will never let anyone hurt me again. It's almost like you're making a pact with Satan instead of allowing the Holy Spirit to guide you every day. The bottom line is we want to be controlled by the Spirit. We don't want to be controlled by our wounds. And all of us are controlled by our wounds unless we let the power of the Holy Spirit truly impermeate every area of our life.
Amen. We're going to pause here and take our final break, and we'll talk a little bit more about those inner vows and even the emotional triggers, what that looks like. Just helping to identify, how do you know if you need some healing? We stuff, we numb, we push it aside, we get busy, we race through it. But what if he slowed down long enough to heal? I mean, this is why Jesus came, right? To seek and save the lost, to destroy the works of the enemy. I dare you this season of life to invite his healing process and his healing power in. Imagine yourself being freer this next year, walking in a greater fruitfulness. God wants you to live that way, for an abundant life is what he came for. Talking to Linda Barrick, her book is titled Beauty Marks. Email if you want in on the drawing, livethepromise@myfaithradio.com. We'll be back in a minute. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise, talking to Linda Barrick, author of the book Beauty Marks. What an amazing story Linda has. She and her family, one night on the way home from church, getting ready to have a party of just friends at their house, were struck by a drunk driver, and all four of them were critically injured, and her daughter traumatically so, traumatic brain injury. And Linda's been just sharing the story, just how God has brought healing. But the aim of her book is more than to tell her story. She tells it and tells it well, but to help facilitate your healing. And we're walking through a list of ways to just sort of diagnose if you maybe are a candidate for inner healing. And just as Linda said, and I would say this 1,000 times over, every one of us needs soul healing to some degree. So we've talked about if you tend to avoid specific places or even people, if you've made a silent inner vow, you touched on that, but I just want you to say another word about it, what that looks like in a practical sense for someone who's been wounded, injured, endured trauma, and then made an inner vow. What does that look like?
Well, I think probably all of us, you know, if we're honest, have at one time or another said the words, I will never. Maybe it's, I will never be like my father, or I will never make my kids do, you know, blank. I will never trust anyone again. Once we've been hurt, all of us have usually a hard time trusting others, and we feel like we have to be all sufficient. We have to protect ourselves, and yet God is our protector. He is our healer. He is the one that we can trust. And so often when we make that inner silent vow, and we start to live by it, we're letting our wounds, we're being led by our wounds. And really the whole Beauty Marks book is to really teach you how to walk in the Spirit and be led by the power of the Holy Spirit, regardless of what you've been through, to not just see everything twisted through the wounds. And it's huge. And then the next point is if you suffer from emotional triggers, and a trigger is just something that sets you off. Maybe somebody says something and it won't affect the person next to you, but it affects you. It might be a song that you hear that triggers a memory. You know, our memories are attached to our five senses. And so sometimes it could be a certain smell, you know, that you smelled during a time you were wounded. It could be a taste of something, but a trigger that just really makes you angry or afraid. And so really, so often we don't want to take the time to deal with the wounds, and we shove them down. And so a trigger shows you, you know, emotions aren't bad. They're real. Feelings are real. Sometimes our feelings can be wrong. But a feeling shows me that, okay, there's something here that I need to deal with. Mm-hmm. There's something that needs more healing. I need to get to the root.
You tell such an interesting story on that point about a husband and wife, who the husband would get so angry if they were with other couples and they were walking, and if the wife kind of strayed away, ended up talking with the other wife, he would get so angry, and he didn't know why it made him so mad until he did some of that inner work and realized his mom left when he was a young guy, and he had an internal fear of his wife walking away as well. So just that symbolic gesture, I mean, that's what it looked like to him, but really it was her just being her talking to other girlfriends. But those things are very common, and yet how often do people take the time to go, okay, this is information. I need to pay attention to this.
Yes. So a lot of times, so in that instance, he had a good motive. He was trying to be her protector. And, you know, but it can come out looking ugly, you know, because it's our wounds. It's the triggers. And for us, I think there's a huge thing, too, based reality. What is reality and what is our perception? But if we perceive something to be a threat, or if we perceive that someone's being unkind to us or lying to us it's real. And so the book talks a lot about that and how so often we have automatic negative thoughts. And I love what my daughter Jen said the one day. She said, God is the feeder of positive and Satan is the feeder of negative. And it's so important that we speak positive out loud. We've been to a lot of brain doctors and we're learning as God continues to heal Jen's brain that your brain believes whatever you say, whatever you tell it. And that's why it's so important that we are reading scripture out loud, that we're quoting it out loud, that we're praying out loud. Scripture is positive. It pulls us out of the pit. And so we will often say, even, I am happy, I am healthy, I am strong. You know, just like if you wake up and you say, I'm going to have a great day, you're looking for it to be a great day. If you say, I'm going to have a terrible day, well, it's probably going to be terrible. And you're probably not going to want to get out of bed.
It is amazing. We've explored that on the show, that there is a physiological impact to the posture, the perspective that we take. It matters more than we can possibly imagine. Sometimes we'll fling those negative things out of our mouths like there's no consequence, but there's consequence in us and all around us. And one of the things that you say that you can identify if you need some healing is if your own thoughts bully you. Say a word about that.
Yes. So, you know, so often I think, especially at night when we lay in bed, we just have these thoughts over and over again that we just can't get away from. And so if you're believing that you're unworthy, that you're unloved, that you're useless, or that you're disqualified, those are all fingerprints of Satan. They all deal with shame. And one thing I learned from so much research for this book is that shame and guilt are two different things. Guilt is feeling sorry or feeling bad about a poor choice that I made. But shame is feeling bad about who I am. And God never wants us to feel bad about who we are. Those are the lies of Satan, and it has Satan's fingerprint all over it. God's word says that we are redeemed. We are priceless. I mean, Jesus went to the cross and died for us, and he loves us so much. He rejoices over us with singing. Those are all positive. And so those thoughts that bully us, the thoughts of shame, really the Beauty Marks book gives you practical things that you can do to get rid of shame in your life and to recognize Satan's lies. And my daughter Jen likes to say, Satan, the only power you have over me is the power I give you by the lies I choose to believe. Mm-hmm. And I'm believing God.
This does not sound like a girl who's got a traumatic brain injury. I mean, isn't that just a marvel,
right.
Go ahead.
I wish you could be with us, because when she says things like that, I have to grab my sticky note, or I've started taping her on my iPhone because she won't remember what she said afterwards. It's sort of like the Holy Spirit just speaks it through her in the moment. And it's so powerful. And actually, we're working on a book right now, a new one for teens. And for her, and we're reading some Psalms, and then she's praying it to the Lord, and I'm just taping her on my iPhone. And it's just beautiful. And again, she won't remember. I'll have her pray three times, and it's different every time. And so at times, yeah, when she has so much wisdom coming out of her mouth, she doesn't even know it. I'll even pull over off the side of the road, grab my sticky note, and start writing what she says.
That's amazing. Just amazing.
It's God. She's not capable of it, so no. I know it's God.
Absolutely. We've got about a minute and a half left, but what's her prognosis? What's yours and your husband's as far as healing and recovery? What's left? And
well, we have a ministry called Hope Out Loud, and it's God's ministry. And if you go to hopeoutloud.com, there's free videos, free Beauty Marks videos that you can watch. And we just, you know, my husband's had prostate cancer. Jennifer has had thyroid cancer from all the CT scans on her head. And, you know, we just trust God one day at a time. We cling to him and we go where he leads us. And the more problems we have, it's like God just opens bigger doors to share and share Jesus with others. But we're hopeful. Jen and Andy both have good doctor's reports. We are praying for zero cancer in our family. They both have a small, like a 0.3 or a 0.2 in their blood work. So we're just praying for complete healing, and we're trusting God. And Jen's memory is healing, and we go back to a brain doctor in January, and as Leanna and I cherish your prayers.
Absolutely.
That God will keep healing her memory.
Mm. So. And that he would just heal your nerves and your joints and all the things that were damaged from your accident. You are such a gracious, beautiful, beautiful heart. And thank you for the way you've stewarded such an amazing, tragic story, but a beautiful story. Beauty Marks, indeed. Wondering if you'd pray, Linda, for that person listening today who's right in the ashes of their pain. They can't imagine God putting a new song in their heart. Would you pray for that person?
Absolutely. Lord Jesus, we bow before you. God, I pray for my friend listening. Lord, that you would just wrap your everlasting arms around them and cradle them right now and just whisper hope into their ear. Lord, help them to know that you see them and that you understand their pain. God, you tell us in Psalms that you collect all our tears in a bottle, and there's nothing that we go through that you are not walking with us, holding our hand. And God, I just pray for healing over everyone listening, God, that you would heal us a little more in our heart with your peace and your joy today. And Lord, may we trust you so that we can overflow with hope, not just barely make it through the day, Lord, but that we can overflow with hope by the power of your Holy Spirit. And God, I just praise you in advance for how you're going to use everyone listening right now. You're going to use their story to make a difference in the world and to make a beauty mark on someone else. God, we praise you in advance in Jesus' name.
Amen. Linda, I pray you'll come back and join us again. We so appreciate this conversation. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Great conversation with Linda Barrick. Her book is titled Beauty Marks, Healing Your Wounded Heart. Everybody needs a little healing. I agree with her. Ask God to do that for you. Email if you want in on the drawing, livethepromise@myfaithradio.com. You have been listening to Live the Promise. I'm Susie Larson. In a bit, you'll find a podcast of today's program up on our website at myfaithradio.com. And remember this, the Lord wants you to last long and finish strong, and he is the one who'll keep you strong to the end. Have a great day.